7:52, and Adam Maguire is here with some breaking business news, Adam, about the sale of PTSB.
That's right, Justin, yes. PTSB has put itself on the market. The bank this morning commenced a formal sales process to find a new long-term owner. It said it had recently seen significant increase in appetite for its shares from international investors, and it represented a compelling offer to suitors. The bank said the move was supported by the Minister of Finance. Any potential takeover would require the government to back it. The state still holds a 57.5% stake in PTSB. The bank also said the move would have no impact on its customers. Ian Guider is a journalist and columnist with the Business Post. He joins us on the line now to discuss this. Ian, is this a surprise?
I don't think it will come as a surprise to some of the shareholders in the bank. They have seen the share price rise over the past couple of years, along with that of all the other Irish banks. But what Permanent TSB hasn't been able to do is to make the returns that the other banks have. It hasn't been able to pay out the huge dividends AIB and Bank of Ireland has. And the government is still owed a substantial amount of money by Permanent TSB, going back to the bailout years of 2008 to 2011. And the prospect of getting that money back in the short term by getting the share price up and getting dividends paid, it hasn't really managed to get that. So therefore, I think there's only one logical option for the bank's management to realise the value within the bank, and that is to put itself up for sale.
Because we have seen, of course, AIB return to majority private ownership. PTSB has sold some shares, but it's been a very slow move away from full state ownership since the bailout.
It has. And if you go back to the financial crisis, Permanent TSB, or Irish Life and Permanent as was known then, received around €4 billion of government money. It sold off its Irish Life Assurance arm, and then the bank relisted on the stock market. But while the government has got back around €2.7 billion of that bailout, it still owed a substantial amount of money. And as I said, the share price just hasn't moved as quickly up the way the bank, the other two big banks have. And even Permanent TSB, while it has returned to profitability, it's still a small amount of profits compared with the billions of euro being made by AIB and Bank of Ireland. And I think selling the bank right now is probably the only way for the government to get back that money it's owed. The bank is valued on the stock market right now at about €1.3 billion. The government's 57% stake in it right now is worth around €750 million. So we'll be hoping, as part of this sale process, that a number of bidders come in and start looking to attack the Irish market and get competition going, and therefore bid up the price of Permanent TSB and hopefully get back some of that money and more.
Obviously very early stages yet. Who do you think the potential suitors might be for this bank?
There's been a bit of speculation in recent weeks that the Spanish bank, Bank Inter, which owns the Avant Money brand in Ireland and has made a major push into the banking sector this year, could be amongst the potential bidders. Its chief executive on its earnings call last week said it would prefer to grow organically, which is a fancy way of saying they don't want to buy another lender. But I think when you see an asset like Permanent TSB come on the market, it's the third biggest bank in Ireland. It's still got a substantial share of the mortgage market. It's got about €22 billion in customer deposits. We know it's got branches around the country. It is a good bank. It's a very well-run bank by its chief executive, Eamon Crowley. So I think we could see a European bank who's looking at the Irish economy, who's looking at how quickly the economy is growing, who's looking at the mortgage market where there's a huge amount of demand, and might want to put their own capital behind it and say Ireland is a good place where we could grow. There is an appetite for competition against the duopoly of AIB and Bank of Ireland. So I think a European lender is the most likely option. There will be potentially perhaps non-bank lenders, those owned by private equity, who might look at the Irish market. They certainly did during the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. I think the prospect of a British bank coming in is very unlikely, given the scars that the likes of NatWest, which owns Ulster Bank, has.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Will we have a bit more competition in the market? Ian Guider, journalist and columnist with the Business Post, thank you very much for that. And we'll have more business news, including more on PTSB, in the next hour. But that's all for now.